Marathon County Assistant District Attorney Lisa Gramer is handling the Willie Suttle case. It was in court today. What exactly did you ask for in this initial appearance?
I asked for a cash bond, and we did receive a $5,000 cash bond. I also asked for no contact with the victims, and as well as absolute sobriety from drugs and alcohol, which was granted. I did ask that he not be able to leave the state of Wisconsin without getting permission from the court first, but that was denied based on the fact that he does live in Minnesota and that if he can post a $5,000 cash bond, she believes that will be enough to get him to come back to court.
Case pretty strong?
Yes, we do believe it's a strong case. We do have DNA evidence that the defendant, at least for one of the victims, we found sperm on her cervix. So we do believe we have a strong case here for the second degree as well as the 2 fourth degree charges.
Took a while to bring this one in, didn't it?
Yes, he was out for 6 months, and it was hard at first to identify him. The victims only knew him by a nickname, The Chemist. Through researching on Facebook and Twitter and things like that, he was identified as Willie Suttle, but until then, it was hard to figure out who it was.
Those are the hard ones to crack, aren't they? Because if you're looking for a suspect and you don't have his real name, it takes a while.
Yes, and we had a description, and there was a consistent description, but it's really hard when we don't have anything besides nicknames. We did know a friend's name of his, but without much help from him, and it's hard to know people's real names.
Are you finding social media is becoming quite a tool for finding people and learning new things?
Yeah, I think for the most part it can be a hindrance too because people put fake names on Facebook or make fake accounts. Other people can make accounts in other people's names. But here there was just enough information that made it quite clear. One victim did have a picture of him that she had taken that night, and then to see his pictures on Facebook and on Twitter, they matched up quite well. But I do believe that it's a tool that more law enforcement and district attorney's offices are using throughout the state.
What's next for this case now?
The next is a preliminary hearing on the 19th of March at 10 o'clock in Branch 1, and unless Attorney Whetstone's not available, she'll do that. Otherwise, I'll cover that for her.